Chapter 3. Success in Chicago. Albert Lasker arrived in Chicago on May 30, 1898, with $75 in his pocket, the money his father had given him to launch his new life. May 30th was Decoration Day, now called Memorial Day, and to a young man from a striving but still modest southwestern city, the boisterous streets of Chicago, lined by soaring buildings festooned at street level with flags and bunting, were an astonishing and confounding spectacle. As he elbowed his way down Wabash Avenue to the offices of Lord and Thomas, Lasker wondered if the circus was in town. When he arrived at the agency, he found the doors locked for the Monday holiday. Still, there was much to impress him in the neighborhood. The Trude Building, home to Lord and Thomas, was located on the southwest corner of North Wabash Avenue and East Randolph Street. Most of the rest of the large city block to the immediate southwest was occupied by Marshall Field's magnificent department store, then growing into one of the largest and most important businesses in the Midwest. A soaring 16 stories tall, the Trude Building was owned by Alfred S. Trude, Chicago's leading criminal lawyer, who maintained his offices there. So did an organization called the Social Democracy of America, whose recently named chairman was Eugene Debs, the very man who had given Lasker his first Galveston newspaper scoop less than 2 years earlier. Another tenant was the Chicago Business College, which enrolled several hundred students each year. Towering skyscrapers, sidewalks packed with prosperous-looking crowds, the elevated railway clattering by on Wabash, the smell of money and commerce in the air, even on a national holiday. This was nothing like provincial Galveston. By the time Albert Lasker began exploring his newly adopted city, almost 3 decades had passed since the terrible fire of October 1871, which had burned 2,124 acres of the city's center. In that conflagration, hundreds of people had been burned to death or asphyxiated. Some 17,450 homes had been destroyed, and destruction of property totaled more than $200 million. In the wake of the fire, stunned local leaders looked to New England and the East Coast, where many transplanted Chicagoans.